As you hopefully have noticed for quite a few years now, we've placed the sex scandal of the Catholic Church in as bright a spotlight as possible, starting with the Boston Globe reporters who first uncovered all of the vile elements of how the church was protecting the rapists among them, to now how things are changing, have changed, to benefit the victims of these rapist priests. Still doesn't mean that the evildoers have all been found. Case in point, 6 child sexual abuse lawsuits have been filed this past week against Del Barton School and Order of St. Benedict, accusing a perpetrator, among others, who is believed to actually still be residing on the premises. There's 3 survivors who filed these suits publicly, 3 anonymously. This is all under the New Jersey Child Sexual Abuse Act. The perpetrators are Father Benedict Michael Worry, OSB. He's accused of sexually abusing a minor from 1978 to 79, believed to currently be residing on the Del Barton School, St. Mary's Abbey premises, and his current access to children in present day is unknown. Father Timothy J. Brennan, OSB, accused of sexually abusing a minor from 1982 to 1985, believed to be deceased. Father Donald Fox, OSB, accused of sexually abusing a minor from 1983 to 84, also believed to be deceased. Father Justin J. Capato, OSB, accused of sexually abusing a minor in 1984. His status in the order and his current whereabouts are unknown. Giacomo Pagano, a lay teacher, accused of sexually abusing a minor from 1968 to 69. His current whereabouts are unknown. Brother Deacon Malachi Robert Flavin, accused of sexually abusing a minor from 1983 to 84, believed to be alive, but has not been a member of OSBNJ community for decades. If you look at those, I'll be your brief details about the 6 rapist priests I gave you. It appears the Catholic Church still has their version of the Witness Protection Program enacted, the Rapist Protection Program. The 3 survivors who have made these lawsuits public, and all 6 of them are tremendously brave, and hopefully, and I always believe that when these victims come forward, it empowers the other victims to do likewise. And maybe these 6 individuals are an example of that too. We haven't talked about that with anybody yet. They are Joseph Discher, D-I-S-C-H-E-R, Robert Silverstein, Michael O'Neill. They filed publicly. 3 others are maintaining their anonymity. And of course, the church, in this case, Del Barton School, they go into the CYA mode back in May of 2020. They actually filed a motion to dismiss all of this. And it was filed under the New Jersey Child Sexual Abuse Act. Morris County Superior Court Judge Peter A. Bogard, to say the least, wasted no time in issuing his ruling for the mention, denied the motion. Judge Bogard turned out to reject Del Barton's argument that the Victims' Rights Bill was unconstitutional and violated due process. We'll keep an eye on this case as it further develops. And thankfully, because of the long-fought-for change in the statute of limitations, this is allowing more and more victims to come forward